Hi everyone, welcome to the Back in Our Day podcast, a show where myself, your host, and three of my lovely co-hosts get together weekly to gather around the nostalgic campfire and share some hilarious and crazy stories about growing up here in Texas during the 80s, 90s, and 2000s. Got a really cool episode today. We're going to be talking about movies. So all my movie buffs out there, stay tuned and let's do a quick round table. Everybody introduce yourself, year you were born, your name. Let's roll.
Hey everyone, I'm C, born in 87.
PT 1975.
Bubbles 1982.
And I'm your host D 1984.
All right. 1975 sounds like a long time ago.
Like a lot. Like
old ancient. AF, dude. Mm-hmm.
That was like ancient. 40 years ago.
Bro, I feel like when they like your year of birth makes me think of really really old coins. Like really really old
old dirty coins.
What? Old, like dirty, old worn coins. Down, like you know how they're like black from all the like
the one that's got the gum stuck to it.
Yeah.
You talking about your underwears or what?
That too.
Or especially like you can't even tell like details of like the face of the coins. It's all rubbed down.
Oh, okay.
They're the coins that you go to pay at like a soda machine and it keeps rejecting it because it thinks it's a fake one.
It thinks fake.
Yeah. One of those dollar bills that like the machine won't accept it and keep shooting it out because it's so like worn.
Dude, that's literally what I just said. That is literally what I just said.
No,
I
don't carry dollar bills.
It's the same thing.
No, it's not.
Yeah, but the dollar bill is like worse, or not a dollar bill, but any bill because it's so worn down and so like.
Well, I only have file zones on loose. So I don't carry dollar bills. But anyway, what else?
I'm gonna see what else can I think of.
What else? You know what? I'm going to take it fucking personal today.
Oh, shit. I feel like someone's always losing their shit. And it depends which episode we're doing, but.
Uh-oh, might be PT this time. Yep.
No, I'm good.
Mm-hmm. Or me again.
Okay, so hands down, best movies ever come from the 90s and 2000s. 80s had some good ones. Actually, 80s had a lot of good ones.
A lot of good movies, yeah. Mm-hmm.
But I feel like the 90s and 2000s, you have to think, okay, in the terms of a cinematic realm, like the one of the groundbreaking things was The Matrix, the videography with the stop motion and the cameras going around, like that had never been done before, and that was like a really cool thing.
You guys got that stuff. I got the 80s, the cheesy. Well, I mean, they're cheesy, but they're still good.
Like, no, but the 80s had some good stuff too. Like, what was that?
Looking at Gremlins.
Gremlins was
which
the
is
cheer.
Good. Yes. Back then, you see it now, it's all kind
or
of
or like Poltergeist.
Poltergeist, like that, yeah. Halloween.
Short Circuit.
Mm-hmm.
It was the 90s, though, right? Actually, it was late 80s, early 90s.
And I think it was.
The first one, I think, came out in like 88, maybe? 89?
I think it was like 89. I mean, yeah, I think so.
Let's find out.
What about War Games?
Oh, War Games is great, dude.
Would we see that on Netflix or on HBO? Netflix?
How about a nice game of HBO. Chess? The only way to win is not to play. Please sit on my face.
It was
86.
Was that Grandma's Boy?
Yeah.
Please sit on my face.
Such a stupid movie.
That movie's great, man.
Yeah, it came out in 86, the first one, and then 88 was the second one.
Yeah, Short Circuit and Short Circuit 2 were really good.
Yeah.
I feel alive.
I need a hero.
Or like the Goonies 2.
Los locos kick your face. Los locos kick your balls into outer space. Goonies is probably one of my favorite kids' movies.
Yeah.
It looks like D.
Baby Ruth.
His ears all like twitching.
Yeah. Yeah, because the 90s and 2000s had like, that's when the comedies came like, became really good. But like we had like Caddyshack and like those like comedies.
Although National Lampoon
was fucking hilarious.
Yeah, dude, good stuff.
National Lampoon's Christmas
every
Vacation,
Christmas.
Vegas Vacation.
Vegas.
Yeah, Christmas. We've already seen it twice.
Yeah. Already?
Yeah, already.
National Lampoon.
Guys, y'all are out of control.
Christmas Vacation. Yeah.
And Elf. We've seen Elf like probably like
three
times.
Oh yeah, we saw Elf on the weekend with the
Saturday.
Kids.
Yeah, the kids were there.
Oh, sat through it.
No, they weren't there. It was
he was with his dad.
And then he was like, hey, Dad, can we watch a movie? I was like, yeah, what do you want to watch? Like, I don't care. I was like, we want to watch Elf? Yeah. So sat down and watched it,
We actually watched, was it a Hallmark movie or was it something else?
Which one?
The one we saw last night.
I'm not sure. It was a free one on Amazon Prime. I don't think it was Hallmark.
I don't think it was Hallmark either, but dude, this movie was dog shit.
What was it about?
One, the actor and actress were not attractive.
Almost like a Hallmark like Christmas movie, but it wasn't Hallmark.
Like that type of
Yeah, but I mean, but the actors and actresses, they weren't convincing at all.
They were also really old. Like, I feel like the actress was in her 40s trying to act like she was in her 20s.
Oh, shit.
Like, you could tell.
She didn't look that old.
She's all busted.
Yeah, she was busted. She was looking like,
she's hey, how you doing?
Like, she smoked 2 packs a day and had a leather face.
Look, this one came out in 96, Jingle All the Way.
Oh, I love Jingle All the Way. Best Christmas movie ever.
I hate that
one. Oh, yeah, we haven't seen that one yet.
Stupid. Yeah,
Jingle All the Way.
You can watch it.
You know, it stresses me out.
Okay.
I like watching, like, the end.
Oh.
My favorite quote is, hey, Howard, yeah, Liz is up in the shower, I think. You want me to go check? And he's all, no! Put that cookie down!
I can't stand
you're pretty
that
good
movie.
At that.
I know, dude.
I can't stand that movie.
Yeah, I just like watching the end.
And then when Jamie, when he gets mad, Jamie, I don't care. Put your mother on the phone. What do you know? You never come. You never do anything. And then he like gets all pissed off. Where's your mother? She's next door petting Ted. That movie is fucking legit. The one part is when Sinbad starts going off about the crazy toy cartels and like mind control over your kids
stuff. Yeah,
but
yeah,
I was like, dude, he's actually right. And everyone's looking at him like he's crazy, but he's actually not crazy.
Yeah,
it's hilarious.
It's right now. Yeah, everything comes out. Mm-hmm.
They make you feel like you're a shitty parent if you don't buy your kid the hottest toy of the year and shit. It's fucked up.
So this movie we've all seen, but I still don't get it or understand the plot. Empire Records?
Indiana Jones?
Empire Records.
Oh, Empire Records is good.
Maybe because I fall asleep in and out of it.
Fucking amazing. What are you talking about?
I don't think it necessarily has a plot.
Yeah, it's just teenagers working together in a record store. It's just how it was. Like when you
having
like,
sex in the
diddle room. Yeah, I mean, you diddled.
Yeah, their diddle room.
You got diddled in the diddle room. She tried to bang a fucking pop star.
Yep. Rex Manning, right?
Yeah, she was hot too, Renee.
She was in her prime.
Oh,
and no, who's the other one? Liv Tyler.
Liv Tyler.
Both of them.
Yeah, they were both pretty good looking.
Yeah.
Liv Tyler's pretty.
Yeah. Her sister, her other sister's, I think her other sister's hot. Mia Tyler.
She's
the chubby one. Oh, my own. Yeah.
Oh, yeah, we know you like the chubbies.
Chubby chaser to the day I die. Climb them mountains.
You
get
like
a prize.
Plump.
Plump. Plump.
Like lunch?
Chicken plump.
Lunch lady?
No, not that. No. No, there's some fucking lines you don't cross.
Oh, boy.
I mean, I'll take lunch lady arms if they have a
You want me to wear the hairnet to bed?
Substitute teacher ass.
Wow.
No, I'm good.
You guys need a room?
No, I'm good.
We can finish this
podcast
another day.
I could probably get one from
work.
Yeah.
Smell like pizza.
Enchiladas. Ooh, now you're talking.
Yeah. Tortillas.
Damn, you smell like fucking cornbread. Your shit smells like cornbread. Get over here, Houdini. Shadow Hal.
That's another one. From
that's a good one. I like that one.
I love that one.
That has so many good quotes in it, dude.
So all the teen movies are definitely iconic. Obviously, Fast Times at Ridgemont High.
Oh, 16 Candles.
16 Candles. Breakfast Club.
Pretty in Pink.
Mm-hmm. What are the others? Dude, there's a lot.
Better Off Dead.
All
those, dude. You never saw that? Better Off Dead?
I didn't see Better Off
Dead.
Dude,
that one's good.
What about...
You're talking about Say Anything?
No. Well, that's a 90s. Dang it. What's the name of...
Which one?
Oh, Encino Man?
Oh, okay.
I love Encino Man. Pauly Shore.
Gonzaga's.
Yeah.
Oh, my God, yeah. Pauly Shore was like fucking crazy, dude.
Have you listened to some
Biodome?
Of Biodome. Have you listened to his on podcast where he talks?
Yeah,
about,
recently. Yeah, all the stories.
I actually
and stuff.
Feel so bad for Pauly Shore.
Yeah, dude, what
man.
He went through, dude. Yeah, he
like,
was crazy.
Heard it.
He had a
like,
crazy life.
It sounds like he's had it rough.
Yeah, he
like,
did. Yeah.
To be so famous and then all of a sudden just cut off and you're like the laughing stock and nobody, dude. That must.
Why did he get cut off?
I mean, it just sounded
he just
like
died. It wasn't popular anymore.
They didn't want
his old skits and all that shit.
Yeah,
like
they couldn't market him anymore. Yeah. They didn't want anything to do with him. They wouldn't cast him in roles, and he was just like forgotten.
Yeah,
like
15 minutes were up.
Think of like a one hit wonder, but like an actor, kind of not necessarily one hit, but you know what I mean.
Because you know who his mom is, right? Mitzi Shore. She's the one that. The comedy store in L.A., dude.
Oh, she runs it?
Yeah, she passed away, but she's the one that, like, broke all these, like, comedy comedians, dude. Like, yeah, because Joe Rogan in that club he has in Austin when he opened, he has a bar, and he named it's called Mitzi's Bar, or Mitzi something. That's and cool. It's like
in honor of
her. In honor of her, and it's like legit from like the comedy store. Yeah,
it sounds like the Comedy Store was wild.
Yeah, it was. Dude, you should hear the story.
I wish Joey Diaz,
Uncle Joey, and fucking like all of them, like Joe Rogan, they all talk about it all the time. And like Sam Tripoli and all them, like all the different phases it went through. Yeah, because Sam talks about like how it was haunted, like the Comedy Store. He saw a ghost there.
What the fuck?
Yeah.
Yeah, that must have been.
He just talk about like all this crazy shit, how like they would do cocaine and like they would like, they would go up, like all the comedians would go and like bang like these chicks, like the groupies. Like it's just crazy stories about that place.
That would have been me if my band had made it big.
Damn.
Drugs and
drugs, sex, and
all the
rock and
roll. All the Fanuc groupies dude in the back with you. Yeah. Damn. Singing on your mic.
Playing my skin flute.
Next. Pass it around, guys. Guys, pass
come
it
on,
around.
Come on, fellas.
Come on, fellas. No need to fight. Come on, fellas.
There's enough for everyone.
There's enough for it. Slap him in the face with it. What are you doing? Now you with the fucking mustache.
Look, C's over here disgusted. Look at her.
Oh, I don't care.
Oh, okay. We're good. Keep it going. Yeah.
Why did she wink at you?
So I've been thinking about starting up my own OnlyFans account. Just to bring in some like supplemental income.
Shit. What are you going to show your feet?
Yeah. Yeah, my feet.
You're getting gape on. You're getting gape videos.
Maybe not your feet.
Dude, The Lost Boys.
Lost Boys is a classic.
One of my favorite. Oh, man.
I'm surprised you haven't brought up Clerks.
Oh, I love 90s. Clerks. Well, that's 90s.
But see, those. Kevin Smith is. All of those like are like the iconic, the work type movies, right? Like what it's like to work a job.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Because there's Clerks. Like Clerks.
Empire Records
is another good one. I feel like all the those teams.
What was that
ones.
Other one? Like Fast Time Richmond had a little bit when the dude was working like the fast foods. What else? Where were the other? There's that.
Oh,
other
you know what's a good '90s movie?
Which one?
Falling Down. With Michael Douglas.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah, you didn't like it?
Uh-uh.
Dude, that's hilarious.
Yeah, I wasn't.
Hey, what are you doing here, Holmes? This is our turf. You see that? You see that over there? That says private fucking property. It says no trespassing. And he's like, really? It says all that? missed. And then he shoots him and he misses. I missed too.
So what, are we only talking later. 80s movies or what?
No, just 80s, 90s.
Okay.
Just movies that you like.
Yeah, just in general, like La Bamba.
Oh, well, let me ask you, since you're a little bit older, which is better, and is it because you saw it first, or do you think one is better over the other? Terminator or Terminator 2? Like, which do you think is better?
I honestly think Terminator 2 is better.
Okay, me too.
Because of the whole graphics and like the whole special effects, but Terminator 1 is just like nostalgic.
Yeah, since it's
you
the
know,
original.
Yeah, it's the first one original, but
come
like,
with me if you want to live.
Yeah, yeah, and then like two is like iconic because of like it's just a better story, the storyline. It was like a, you know what I mean.
It definitely has visually, way
better. Yeah, and then like even like storyline, like plot wise, it was just good. Like
yeah,
but yeah, I remember that when I saw that movie, and then and then Colors. Did y'all ever see Colors about gangs?
Oh yeah,
and, I remember that movie.
Dude, real quick before I forget, I remember seeing a parody talking about Terminator 2, but he goes back in time to save Jesus, and he keeps killing Judas.
Oh,
and,
yeah.
And Jesus is like, stop killing Judas. And he's like, he's going to betray you.
Yeah,
he's
going
like,
to.
I know.
Yeah. Yeah.
No.
It is hilarious.
What about Little Shop of Horrors?
I never liked it.
Horror.
Little Shop of Horrors. Horrors.
Horrors. Little Shop of Horrors.
You know I got in trouble for that?
What?
Okay.
Because you mispronounced it?
Yes. So I remember it was like second grade or first grade. I was little. It must have been second or third grade. And I remember seeing like I was making fun of because we were watching some scary movie thing in class. And I was like, oh, it's like Twinkle, Twinkle, Little Whore. Like,
what?
And then I was trying to think of like what rhymes with. And I meant horror.
Mm-hmm.
And then I put horror. Like How I Wonder What You Wore. So it sounded even worse. Dude, I got fucking pulled aside and written up. They called my fucking parents and my dad is like, what? Like, what'd you say? I was like, I don't know. Like, I legit didn't. I was like, I just meant like, you know, because we were watching scary movie and like, you know, horrors, like little like scary, the scary stuff. And they were like, sure, that's what you meant. But I like legit got in trouble and I was like, what the fuck did I say? Like,
I didn't know for a long time, like, what was the problem until I got older. And I was like, oh, whores.
Horror. I still can't say it.
Horror.
She's a fucking horror.
Eucalyptus?
Your pronunciation is horrible.
Horrible.
Like the plant? Eucalyptus?
You can lick this.
That's close.
You can lick this. Go for it.
Eucalyptus.
You can lick it. What about Officer and a Gentleman? No, y'all are too young for those. No, I'm sure your mom likes it. Your parents.
Yeah, dude.
No, pass.
No.
A Few Good Men, 90s. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Dude, I'm telling you, the 90s had some good movies.
90s
some good
Pulp Fiction.
Pulp Fiction, legit.
Can never get old of that.
Reservoir Dogs, also, if we're going Tarantino. You know what movie? I was telling some of the guys at work about this. So when I worked at Blockbuster, a movie that would always get stolen, it would get rented and never returned, was Boondock Saints. And what was crazy,
so good, dude.
Okay, because whatever happened with Miramax or the studio or whoever had the rights to it, you couldn't buy that movie.
Yeah,
it wasn't for sale.
It forever, dude.
Yeah. But they would send it to the video stores, and we had to pay $102 each copy.
To replace it?
Yeah, to order one. And so when people would come in, because they would be like, oh, I want to do a pre-order. I want to order Boondock Saints. And we would tell them, well, it's $102 plus tax. And they're like, what? I'm not paying that for, because this is back in like the late 90s, you know?
Yeah.
It's expensive.
I'm not paying that for a movie. Like, well, that's what it cost. And so people would like take it, and we would charge their account like 100. They'd be in the negative like 108 or whatever.
So they never went back.
Yeah, they would never. And so we would have to like, we were constantly out of stock.
Always getting it.
And people would be asking about it, and we're like, yeah, it got kept again. Oh, okay, sure. It got kept again. So when they finally released it, it was like, oh, now you can just go buy it for $25 or whatever.
Yeah,
right?
You have
dude, that movie would always get taken.
Yeah,
you know, I don't think I've ever seen it.
What? Are you shitting me?
Yeah, I don't think I've ever seen it. Boondock Saints.
All right, let's pause the podcast. We'll watch it real quick, and then we'll come back. No, actually, I have it. You can borrow it. It's fucking legit.
Damn.
It's so good.
Wow.
I don't remember a lot about it, but I remember liking it. Not to the point where I watched it.
I saw it a lot.
It was like a cult classic.
Yeah,
you know?
It was, yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, my shit was Red Dawn too, the original one.
Oh, the original Red Dawn.
Wolverine.
Mm-hmm. All the Breaking Point.
Oh,
do you remember Breaking Point with Keanu Reeves?
Oh,
and,
Point Break.
Point Break. I'm
Point
sorry.
Break,
Point
yeah,
Break.
Keanu Reeves and
Dazed and Confused. Yeah.
What about
All Right?
Oh, dude, that was like me in high school, man.
Be a lot cooler if you did.
Yeah.
Yeah,
stupid.
I love that one. I can see that. I've seen that movie about a million times, man.
Yeah.
I love that movie.
You said you watched it stoned, right?
Oh, so many fucking times. That's like, that was like me and Sergio in high school or senior.
No.
Yeah. Damn.
Oh, so technically it's 70s, but Grease.
Well, yeah, Grease.
Oh, yeah.
We just watched that the other day.
We watched it again.
Oh, did you? Summer loving.
Yeah.
Having so fun.
I like Urban Cowboy, too.
Cindy! Tell me about it. That's my favorite version of Sandy by far.
Really?
Yeah, when she's all
one. At the end when
she's
all
in
hot.
Her leather pants.
Oh, she's bad Sandy.
Bad Sandy.
Nah, I kind of like the long skirt one.
With 50
Sandy. Yeah, good Sandy.
Yeah, the good one.
Good
Granny
Sandy.
Panty
good
Sandy.
Good girls are bad, dude.
Granny Panty Sandy?
Shit, don't matter, dude. Getting pulled to the side, don't matter what you're wearing.
In high school, I was in theater, and we had to do like a skit of our favorite movie.
What?
And I did Grease.
You
no
did?
Way. Uh-huh. You did.
What did you do?
I did all the songs.
What?
Yeah.
That's cool.
I did that too.
You were a pink lady?
And my classmates, they were doing it too.
What?
Yeah.
The hand jive?
Yeah.
I never understood how Cha-Cha was a fucking high schooler because she looks like she's 45 years old.
Mm-hmm. It's fucking milk.
Cha-Cha.
Somebody's mom.
I thought that girl was mean. What's her name?
Rizzo?
Yeah.
No. When they're like, what's your name? Danny Zuko and Cha-Cha de la Mancha Rodriguez. This long ass Mexican fucking string of names. The fuck? Mexican.
Revenge of the Nerds.
Yeah, you didn't like Rizzo. Mm-mm. Honestly, I didn't either, but it made me think.
How could you not like her?
No, but well, the thing is this. This is
how
like,
can I not like her?
I am.
Oh.
Like,
hey, calm down. Don't get mad.
No, yeah, don't get mad again.
Again. Don't make a scene again.
Again. No.
Don't
so
get dramatic.
It made me think of like that's how good of an actor she is. Because, like, I hate her character. Yeah, right. Because she's, like, she does it so good. So such a bitch. Mm-hmm. Yeah, she's a really good actress. Mm-hmm. Anyway.
But it's because she was misunderstood.
Yeah. Sure. Hey, man, Rizzo caught a bun in the oven.
He's got a bun in it, but it starts passing there.
I did feel bad for her when that happened, because that's pretty... It spread, like, quick.
Mm-hmm.
That's the worst
thing. What movie did you say?
I could do.
Which one?
You say Revenge of the Nerds?
Oh, yeah, Revenge of the Nerds. We've got Bush.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Animal House?
Oh, yeah.
Is that 70s, though? These might be in the 70s.
I think so. Wait, let me see.
We might be going way too
Caddyshack, like, I think Caddyshack was, like, late 70s.
Yeah, some of these aren't technically 80s.
So there's Baby Boom in the 80s. And I only love that movie.
Baby Boom, which is that one?
I only love that movie because Mom loves that movie. Mm-hmm. She could watch that movie all day.
Baby Boom?
Uh-huh, Baby Boom.
What was that about?
I don't know that one.
It was with Diane Keaton, and she adopts, I guess, her nephew, niece, or something like that.
Oh, yeah, Diane Keaton was hot back in the day.
What the fuck?
Yeah, back in the day, dude.
Dude, we used to make fun of my friend because he said something one time about Diane Keaton, and I think it was like...
Pull up a picture, I want to see.
It was like, we were like, oh, you know, someone that's hot, and he's like, we were like who, you know, like an older actress or something, and he said Diane Keaton. Dude, his mom started fucking laughing her ass off, because we would always give him shit about it.
A cougar?
She's still hot even, to this
yeah,
day,
she's
dude.
Pretty.
Yeah. Dude, you know who was my crush?
Any, younger
back,
versions?
Back in the 70s?
Who?
You should bring
Terry
up Baby
Gar. Terry Gar. Remember her?
No.
Your dad would know who she is. Here, I'll bring her up.
You know, movie was cool visually for its time was The Never Ending Story.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, those were legit.
Right here. Yeah, she's not a bad looking woman.
Mom loved Baby Boom.
I'm gonna have to watch that because that doesn't sound familiar to me.
Yeah, I don't remember.
Yeah,
that
it
movie.
Was okay. You gotta watch these movies. Baby Boom.
Okay.
Sleepless in Seattle.
Done.
Steel Magnolias?
Nope, not gonna happen.
No?
I fucking hate that
movie.
Do
you really?
I hate that
fucking
movie.
Fucking hate
really?
It.
Really?
With a passion.
She liked that movie.
I know. Terry I don't Gart. Know what it was about that movie. I just couldn't watch it.
You don't remember her?
Nah, man.
I think she came out on Mr. Mom?
Nah, I don't know her.
Oh, Mr. Mom. Mr. That's
Mom,
hilarious.
That
oh, that yeah. With Michael hilarious. Keaton.
Yeah.
Here's a good one. Mm-hmm. Don't tell Mom the babysitter's dead.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, dude. Yeah.
Right on top of that, Rose.
The kids love that movie because they used to always watch that one. Yeah.
Dude.
That one and White Chicks.
No.
That's funny.
Going back to Don't Tell Mom the Babysitter's Dead, because I tell Pablo that
oh
when he tells
God,
me to do something, so I'm like, right on top of that, Rose.
So fucking annoying. It's like, shut up.
Yes.
Yeah, that was a good one. Man, there's so many damn good movies.
I feel like what sucks is majority of the movies now, not good.
Tank, yeah.
Like, I would say the movies that come to my mind that are, like, still good that I hope will stand the test of time is, like, stuff like the Guardians of the Galaxy series. Because I feel like it's a mix of, like, action, sci-fi, comedy.
Yeah.
Like, it's just, like,
oh,
a
yeah,
good series.
With those.
Yeah, because they're funny.
That's how I feel about Transformers. Like, when they meet them, like, the big production.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Those are, like, those are all good. Because that was, like, my childhood.
Yeah.
And, like, I remember, you know, like, the cartoon is so, like, nostalgic. And then the movie, like, the cartoon movie. And then when I, like...
Dude, the Transformers
movie, in, like, 07 or 06, whenever it came out, oh, my God, dude. I was, amazed.
Okay, so remember that was Shia LaBeouf and Megan Fox. And it was... I forget what year it was, but I met up with my buddy Nico in Colorado Springs. And we went drinking. And this might have been, like, a few years after... Transformers, like shortly after it came out, and there was this guy, and we were standing outside of this food truck after the bars closed, and this guy looked like Shia LaBeouf, and I like
what?
He really looked like him, and I kept calling him Witwicky, and he started getting pissed.
Dude.
He started getting pissed because I was like, "Yo, Witwicky," and he's like,
"Fuck you!"
Yeah, bro, he didn't know what to say, but I was like, "What are you gonna do? I'll kick your ass," you know. So we just kept calling him Witwicky, and he was getting so mad. And I told Nick, "I'm like, yo, dude, I think I meant it like in a cool way.
Yeah,
and
no,
I think that
like
guy,
it.
I think he hates me."
Imagine how many times he's gotten that. If he
really,
or was it
some
you?
Drunk dude calling him Witwicky?
I mean, you know, like being compared to him.
I mean, like, if he really looked like him,
if you
sure. Really,
that's what I'm saying. If you look like him, you know what I mean?
But he probably got like, hey, you look like Shia LaBeouf. Oh, yeah. Shia. Yo, Shia. Nah, I would fucking call him Witwicky.
Well, that's probably even more annoying.
I always see people that look like famous, but I always say they look retarded because they don't look just like him.
Like James. James, retarded like Matt Damon. Like,
dude,
when you said that.
Like retarded Matt Damon. I felt bad for laughing, man. No, dude, it's our joke, dude.
I know, but I didn't know him like that. So to like laugh in his face, dude, I felt so bad. I love so James, bad. Dude.
James is
cool.
Yeah, he's one of my great friends. He's, when I first met, I didn't even know him. And just imagine, dude, I was like, yeah, man, you look like fucking Matt. Oh, thanks. Fucking retarded Matt Damon. Everybody around started cracking up.
Hey, James, if you're listening to this, you rock, bro. We need to show you more videos of Big Mike.
Yeah, Big Mike. You like that. But the 90s were good. Like Home Alone, I'm surprised y'all didn't say that. I hate that fucking movie.
Or American Pie, all the movies.
Oh, American Pie, the first one was hilarious.
You don't like Home Alone? What's wrong with you?
He doesn't like it.
You don't?
Because I saw it so many times.
Oh.
It's like, ugh. But yeah, there's a lot of good, mm-hmm. There's a lot of comedies. That's when all the comedies came.
Mm-hmm.
Dude, Home Alone is fucking classic.
Yeah, it's a classic.
I think the second one's better.
Buzz's girlfriend, woof. It's just all fat and like gross, dude. Shout out to people.
There's a lot of 90s movies, like all the good ones, dude.
Mm-hmm.
There's too many.
When did that movie come out? The one that we both like with that guy that goes to prison.
Shawshank Redemption. Yeah, that's a damn good movie.
That was in the
90s, I thought
you were
going to say Green Mile because that's good too.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I don't like either one of those.
You don't like the Shawshank Redemption?
Dude, what about this one? She tastes like cigarettes.
She tastes like cigarettes. Lieutenant Dan.
I like when the kid, when he's Kid Forrest and he's just making the humping sounds.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Your mama sure does care about your education.
No.
Shit is great, man.
Or no, dude. Or when he goes, he got a daddy named Forrest too. And he goes, well, is he real? Remember, he gets all set. Mm-mm. Fuck Jenny, man. Fuck you, Jenny. Come back.
Yeah, fuck you, Jenny.
He fucking come back with AIDS and shit. Then you die on him, make him raise a kid by himself. What a bitch.
You ain't got no legs, Lieutenant Dan.
Hello. Sorry, I ruined your Black Panther party. Sorry, I ruined it. She tastes like cigarettes.
I like how he's just there eating an ice cream cone with his ass in a big ass diaper looking thing.
Oh, yeah.
All shot in the ass. He's just licking his cone.
Oh, no.
You want some ice cream?
Yeah. When he's on the boat and Lieutenant Dan comes and he's all starts waving and he jumps off.
It's one of the best memes ever, man.
Yeah, dude.
Yeah.
And I just kept on running.
You know, I will say this. A lot of the movies Tom Hanks has done are all really, really good. Road to Perdition, yeah. Castaway.
He's a better ass.
Big. Is he?
Yeah. Do you have... What?
No, is he?
You haven't heard the whole Tom Hanks thing?
Uh-uh.
Dude, go look
did
it
up.
Dude, I feel like all of
kid?
Them are. I think all
I
of them
know,
are, dude.
I
all of
they
them
are
fucked
they also,
up.
They also, yeah. Isaac Happy, dude. Just look that dude up.
Damn, dude.
He's exposing all of them. Seth Green and all of them.
Tom Hanks, man.
Yeah.
That's another series, though, that was iconic for the 90s was Austin Powers.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like that was kind of the start of
the powerful comedians. Yeah, oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Like, memeing in the sense of, like, catchphrases that people would just use all the time. You didn't really have that in society until Austin Powers. At least I didn't notice it until that movie.
Yeah.
Because everyone would be, like, really laser. Like, these air quotes and just... That all came from that movie, you know?
Yeah.
What about the Waterboy?
Waterboy's great.
Or Varsity Blues.
He's the devil.
Yeah, Varsity Blues.
Tan. Mm. Fucking tan.
I love that movie.
I like The Replacements.
Oh yeah.
Bro, we left our Replacements DVD in the Volvo when we sold it. Fuck.
Damn,
are you
that
serious?
Was a good one.
Oh, shit.
It was funny because we've watched Replacements I don't know how many times together. But we would keep it in the Volvo, mm-hmm. and every time we'd be, like, stuck in traffic mm-hmm. or, like, in a drive-thru, we would just start watching it on the DVD player.
Oh,
it was
shit.
Legit.
I never get tired of it.
Yeah, it's a funny one.
Makes me laugh.
Mm-hmm.
And then Legends of the Fall. Did y'all ever see that?
Yeah, lame.
Well, you don't like it?
Nah.
That's where I got Tristan's name from.
Really? Oh, yeah.
So I named him after.
I didn't, you know, I feel like a lot of the drama movies I wasn't into because I was too young.
Yeah, all the comedy, all the
and then
action,
by the time I would watch them, I was already older, but like I didn't really care for them. So Legends of the Fall is a good example. Last of the Mohicans, like stuff like that, I didn't really like. I didn't care for.
I bet your dirty ass watched Showgirls. Fucking perv.
Oh yeah, with
what's her name from Saved by the Bell?
Yeah, mm-hmm. Elizabeth Hurley. Yeah.
No, Elizabeth Hurley's from Bedazzled.
Damn, dude, Elizabeth Hurley.
She's
super qual.
She's golden still to this day.
Really?
Seen her?
Nah, man.
Oh,
but
I love
it.
Her in Bedazzled.
Yeah.
With Brendan Fraser. Yeah. Oh, so hilarious. Love
yeah,
that movie.
She's
cocaine.
Yeah, Bedazzled's fucking hilarious. Yeah.
She stopped acting shortly after that, right?
Yeah,
like
she
peaked
stopped,
and then she stopped.
Yeah.
I don't know why, but
that's when everything got all crazy in Hollywood, dude.
It's crazy, dude. Yeah, Elizabeth Hurley.
Yeah. What was her name? Elizabeth. I don't know, dude, but I used
it's
to.
It's Elizabeth.
She was so hot, and then when she came out on show, it was like naked and shit, dude. Everybody went crazy.
Yeah, everybody did go crazy. Remember that?
I forgot
that.
Her name. Damn, what the hell is
because her on she plays like a goody-goody girl.
Yeah, and then she
on her TV series. Yeah.
Then she turns into
a stripper.
Demi Moore was another one that was in a lot of movies.
G.I. Jane.
Mm-hmm.
Ghost. What about Blank Check?
Oh shit!
You know that movie's really creepy when you think about it, because at the end he's a little kid, right? He's like what, like 10 or maybe 11 or something.
Yeah, yeah.
And dude, he's like hitting on the undercover agent. What's her name? The actress. But she like basically goes for it, like telling him like maybe in a few years, like you get a little older, and then she fucking kisses a little kid.
Damn.
And you think about it, and I'm like, what the fuck?
Yeah.
Because that was like in the 90s, and now, like, bro, it's wild.
But dude, they put Brooke Shields in fucking Playboy in the 70s naked. She was like 13. Did you know about that?
I know, but it's not often you see an adult woman make a move on a little boy, you know?
Happened to me a few times.
Yeah, bro. I would have let it happen.
I did.
And that is why you are the way you are.
I lost my virginity at 12, dude.
That's why you don't go in public restroom by
creeper
yourself anymore.
We got the creepster here.
Oh, her name was Elizabeth Berkeley.
Berkeley.
That was her name.
Okay. Definitely Kelly was the hottest.
Kelly was hot, yeah.
On Saved by the Bell. But which of the guys? Was it Zach or Slater?
Zach.
Or Screech.
Defu died already. He became a porn star
cancer,
too.
Dude. That's really sad. He was like in his 40s, I think.
Yeah.
Dustin Diamond?
Dustin Diamond, yeah.
Wait, so you said Zach Morris? You too? Who'd you say? Slater?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Slater. She likes brunettes.
You like the dark meat.
I do like them dark.
Yeah. I am pretty dark.
Yeah, you are.
Almost purple.
Yeah.
It looks purple.
You're almost
sometimes.
Slater dark.
And then you're light skinned.
Whitey.
Slater Nigerian dark.
She wanted Whiteysville. That's why she
undercooked.
Left the valley.
He's undercooked.
He's undercooked.
Someone forgot to flip
I
his
like
ass.
That. That's
he's bleached.
Different.
Bleached meat.
Someone bleached his fucking eyebrows off his fucking head.
Bro, I can't help it, man.
Those mountains you got.
Yep. Haters gonna hate.
Dude, I got a good one. Cruel Intentions.
Oh, yeah, that was a good one.
Was so
the sequel was garbage.
Yeah.
But the first one was legit.
What?
Yeah.
Buffy the Vampire Slayer?
Oh, yeah. I got a better one. Let's see. The Craft.
You probably just liked it because of the actress.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah, Buffy, yeah.
The Craft, yeah.
What? Really?
Mm-hmm.
Tommy Boy.
All the, yeah, fuck
all
yeah,
the,
man.
All the, Chris Farley, all of them, dude.
Dude, all of the, pretty much you can lump in together all of the Chris Farley movies, all of the Adam Sandler movies, like all that shit.
I can't
He's not
that
a big
dude.
Adam Sandler fan.
He's
what
fucking
the
annoying,
fuck?
Dude.
I love Happy Gilmore. Nah.
I like Adam Sandler, too.
Yeah.
I like all his movies.
I like, okay, so the thing I like about Adam Sandler is there's some films where they just like throw you for a loop. Like the movie Click, like I did not see that shit coming. I was like fucking crying in the movie theater. Like, what the fuck? Because it's sad as fuck. When yeah. He's like,
you cried in the Adam Sandler movie?
It clicked. You haven't seen that movie?
Give me your half man card you got.
No, no, you haven't seen it. You really haven't seen it? No,
fuck that movie, dude.
Dude, it's fucking sad, man.
No, I'm good.
It's fucking sad.
I have a sad life, bro. I don't see no sad movie.
I like just go with the, with Jennifer Aniston and him.
Oh, yeah.
Or the murder mystery.
Oh, yeah, those were good. Oh, yeah. I like those.
Yeah.
And Happy Gilmore was okay. Those are more recent.
Billy Madison?
Billy Madison.
I think because...
Oh, Billy.
Yeah. To me, it's kind of like played out.
I like when he's spraying the kid in the face, Norm MacDonald. No, mister, what are you doing? I don't even know you. Stop it, mister.
Because it's all the same crew from like Grandma's Boy.
Yeah.
They're all the same. Like, yeah. Same universe. Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, what about that series movie Grown-Ups? He had? No, the other one. The one he did like a few years ago. Where he was
Punch
a jeweler.
Drunk Love?
No, he was a jeweler. Adam Sandler. What was it called?
He was a what?
The Jeweler.
Yeah.
Oh.
That one was pretty good.
Was it Gem something?
Yeah, whatever it was. That one was pretty good.
I actually haven't seen that one yet.
That one's good, dude. Okay. Mm-hmm. That one's good. That one fucking fuck you up.
Cool.
Yeah.
What were you going
to say? Dang it, what was I going to say?
What about Drop Dead Fred?
That's the one I was thinking.
I love that movie.
Honestly, like, the only reason I don't like that movie is because one of my exes was obsessed with it. Damn. So I immediately was like, fuck that film.
Dang. Bitter Party One.
Stupid bitch.
Bitter Party One.
Wow.
She kept my hoodie. Yeah, hoodies weren't even a thing then.
Yeah, they were.
What about Sleepers?
No.
Nah, it's kind of weird.
Oh, you know what's a show? Like, you know what's a show we would always watch with my fam?
What?
Sliders.
Oh, yeah.
Dude, that was such a good series. Oh, yeah. Did you ever watch that? Oh, you didn't have cable.
Sliders or the Langoliers?
She didn't have a TV, she said.
I had a TV.
She had a TV. It was always on Spanish, but she didn't understand it.
Yeah.
No.
Damn.
What about the Langoliers? Remember that one? Langoliers,
yeah. Stephen King.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
That was like a series, right? It was like over 2 or 3 weeks.
Series, yeah.
Every Sunday or something.
Oh, yeah.
Crazy.
What about The Stand?
Mm-hmm.
That was pretty good.
Or Stand By Me.
Oh, yeah. That was over, yeah. Mm-hmm. What about Misery?
I liked the book more than the movie.
Yeah, it was pretty good.
But the movie was what's her name? Did a really good job. Dolores. Beeman. Oh, yeah. Natalie.
What the fuck is her name?
Fuck. I'm singing Natalie Portman. It is Bateman.
No, it's what the fuck is her name?
Anyway. Fargo?
Kathy Bates.
Kathy Bates. How about Fargo? Oh, yeah, it's real strong and steady on channel.
Mm-hmm. Don't you know?
Planes, Trains, and Automobiles.
Fuck yeah.
That's fucking hilarious. Uncle Buck.
Steve Martin films. Yeah, what about you? You're being real quiet over there. What the fuck?
I'm not a movie buff.
Oh, no. This is the wrong episode for her. She's going to get pissed again.
I already said the movies I like.
Are you getting mad?
No.
Oh.
What movies did you like?
Spice World?
I'll tell you what.
No, I like the Replacements and the Shawshank Redemption.
Oh, yeah.
I like Pride and Prejudice.
Oh, lame.
Boring.
Boring.
What about Cable Guy?
Oh, dude, that's a funny movie. Yeah, that's a very funny movie. You see, Jim Carrey, I love Jim Carrey.
You like?
Yeah, I mean, he's good.
He's also another actor
I don't like
Jim Carrey. He's okay, but I can't stand his version of Grinch.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, I love that movie.
I can't stand it.
What the fuck?
I love that movie, dude. Yeah.
Get off the podcast.
Fuck y'all, man.
For real. Who invited this guy?
Yeah, what the fuck? No one likes that movie.
Who invited this guy?
No one likes that film.
Nobody does. Myself. I think you're the only one that does.
Dude, if it's not the animated one, it's all trash.
Oh, yeah. She likes it.
I don't like Jim Carrey.
No.
Really?
He's annoying sometimes.
Even like Truman
He's
Show? Annoying. None of it?
Oh, yeah.
Liar, Truman Liar?
Show. I don't know,
damn.
The Grinch is acceptable, though.
Yeah. So,
the fuck?
Okay, we got two of them.
We got two of y'all to get the fuck off the podcast.
So, Truman Show, back then, watch it now with your... Well, because you're half awake.
No.
You're quarter awake.
It's crazy, dude. Like,
hey, you Show, watch it now?
I actually watched I watched a documentary that shows the level that the directors and producers went to. Yes. Like, all the little minute details. It's wild. That's a damn good movie.
It's like The Matrix. You watch The Matrix now.
I gotta rewatch it.
It's like a documentary.
Yeah, I got to.
So it's a little slow.
I don't know. Yeah, but it's crazy shit, yeah.
Like, I didn't like him in, like, what was it? Bruce Almighty?
Oh, yeah, really?
That was funny. Or The Mask. I know everybody loves The Mask, but I think he was like an overkill in The Mask.
No, Ace Ventura.
I think in all of his movies, he's an overkill.
Yeah, I think in Ace Ventura was like overkill for me.
Two 90s or 80s, 90s actresses I cannot fucking stand. Cameron Diaz, Julia Roberts.
What?
Hold on, Cameron Diaz is so hot, dude.
Are you crazy?
With a short hair. Oh, man. There's something about Mary.
Fuck.
Uh-huh. What? You don't think she's hot?
Fuck no.
What?
Fuck no.
I don't know why you look at me.
Yeah, can he answer?
I think she's pretty.
Yeah, she's pretty, right?
Yeah.
Julia Roberts.
Pretty fucking vanilla. Julia Roberts has a horse mouth.
Yeah.
I can't stand her teeth, dude. I see her teeth and I'm like.
It's because you don't have a horse dick, dude. So you don't understand.
That's probably what it is. You're right. You know what? that's what it was this whole time.
Can't relate. I couldn't relate. Oh, what about, you know what? Yeah. Copycat. Remember that movie?
Oh, yeah.
That was a good one. That's Sigourney Weaver. Yeah. No.
Wait.
Sigourney Weaver.
Oh, I'm thinking of The Net. With Sandra Bullock.
Copycat was the one with that those detectives.
Yeah.
Remember?
Oh yeah, he was the copycat killer.
He was doing all the copycats, all the famous serial killers, and then at the end, yeah, I just saw it right now.
Sigourney Weaver, that's an unattractive woman right there.
Yeah, she was. But yeah, she's ugly.
I mean, I'm not like I don't mean to be mean. Yeah, just
Sigourney Weaver in Ghostbusters or Sigourney Weaver in like Aliens.
Yeah, neither.
Which one?
Either.
Zool.
Take the lunch lady. Put on your
take that lunch lady.
Are you the gatekeeper?
Hold on to those.
I like The Guardian.
The Guardian.
Oh, yeah.
Which is
that was like in the 90s, right? 2000s? Ashton Kutcher.
Oh, yeah.
She always says I'm like the husband in the beginning. She's fucked up, dude.
Basic Instinct.
Oh, yeah, man. Fuck, yeah.
Yeah.
You know who's an actress that got hot even as she got older was, what's her name? Charlize Theron.
Theron. Oh, except for that one movie she did of that. That
monster.
That monster, yeah.
Oh, I didn't see that.
Oh, dude. Yeah,
oh, she gained weight for
don't
it.
Don't go watch it.
What, really?
Dude, go with Jesus fucking.
Yeah, she gained
she's
weight.
Died. She's lunch lady?
Yeah, dude, like times five.
Oh, shit. Oh, what the fuck?
Dude, she's not that big in that movie.
Not big, but just fucking ugly. Fugly. Yeah, dude. Just like,
You know who was good looking when he was younger?
Hmm.
Clint Eastwood.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
He was good looking.
Yeah.
I saw like a big old at Silverado.
Oh,
a
yeah.
Big old
the big,
poster.
Yeah, yeah.
I was like, whoa, who's that in the cowboy hat?
Yeah.
I was like, what the fuck? And I tried to poke her eyes, but she was wearing glasses. And I was like, I guess you're good this time.
Dirty Harry.
He had a lot.
You know who I like? I like Steve Martin. And my favorite movie that he's in is Bringing Down the House with Queen Latifah.
Oh, my God. No. I never watched that fucking movie till her, bro. Man, I fucking cracks the fuck up.
Really?
I love it, yeah.
He got me all twisted in the game. Yeah. I love it. Dude, that one's fucking Steve Martin's.
I need to watch it. I haven't seen it.
You have to watch it, yeah.
Yeah.
Bro, that one's fucking hilarious, dude.
Bringing Down the House.
Dude, it's fucking hilarious. I never seen it. I had never seen it until her, and I was like cracking the fuck up.
Yeah.
You know what was one movie that everyone loved? I just didn't get into it. Was Nutty Professor.
Oh, I don't
know.
Oh,
yeah, true.
I didn't like it. I felt like it was just too over the top with the multiple characters.
Yeah, it was dumb.
I was like, this is kind of.
Yeah, just like that other one. Yeah. What's his name?
Oh,
Tyler Perry.
Dude, I can't stand him either.
What about A Time to Kill? Remember that one? Oh, yeah, I didn't really like that
No,
one.
I saw
that.
That
was pretty good. Yeah.
It's a.
Samuel Jackson.
Thriller. Suspense.
Silence of the Lambs.
Oh, yeah,
that was pretty good.
Classic.
Mm-hmm. What about
the sequels?
I didn't care for Hannibal.
Nah.
Mm-mm. Just the first one.
Mm-hmm.
What about mob movies? Y'all never watch mob movies?
Goodfellas. Donnie Brasco. Hello.
Casino.
Donnie Brasco.
Bronx Tale.
Yeah.
Fucking
Once
legit.
Once Upon a Time in America. Yeah. She hasn't seen Bronx Tale. She won't watch it.
You haven't seen Bronx Tale?
I haven't seen it.
Why won't you watch it?
She hadn't even seen Donnie Brasco.
Fuck?
Oh, yeah, you made me watch
I made
that
her watch
one.
That one.
Mm-hmm.
You seen The Godfather series?
Fuck yeah, bro. She watched. Yeah. Dude, I told her, bro, she watched them all back to back. I was so fucking impressed.
Yeah, dude.
Yeah.
But you haven't seen Bronx Tale. Mm-mm. Dude, you need to watch it.
Yeah, it's pretty good.
That movie's good.
It's actually directed by De Niro. Yeah, yeah. I like it, but I don't know. Some parts are kind of weird.
I don't know. My movie is good. Goodfellas. I love that movie.
Like, I don't like good. I mean, it's good, but not like everybody rate. My favorite one.
Casino? Which one do you like more, Casino or Goodfellas?
Goodfellas, but my favorite one is Donnie Brasco.
Mm-hmm.
That's my favorite. I mean, but yeah. I don't, because Goodfellas was good, but it was like Henry Hill. He really wasn't that much involved in the mob. He was like a low level associate. Yeah. I guess because I know all the mob history. Yeah, they glorified it.
Like he was way more.
Yeah, just like involved. Casino, the same thing.
Yeah,
and then like The Irishman, I refused to watch that movie because I know like
yeah,
the history and then like it. He didn't none of it. Yeah, happened, but yeah.
What was the one about the brothers that were during Prohibition that we saw?
Lawless.
Oh, yeah. That one was pretty good.
Mm-hmm. Or Boardwalk Empire is pretty good.
Boardwalk Empire. Yeah.
Steve Buscemi.
Yeah, that's so legit. Good. And The Sopranos, of course, are pretty good.
That's when I first saw him in like in a serious role. I was like, what?
Yeah, he's a damn good actor, good, man.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Fuck yeah.
I wish they would have kept Jimmy longer, though.
Yeah.
Like, it was pretty, it was kind of
good. How many seasons was brought?
It was like five or six.
It was quite a few. Mm-hmm. Yeah. You never saw that.
What?
Boardwalk?
Mm-mm. That's a good one.
Boardwalk Empire?
Good. Yeah, it's pretty good.
You know, I don't do shows anymore like I used to. I just don't have the time. Yeah. I don't binge.
Yeah,
I don't,
we have been binging in a while, too.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think the last series I actually, like, watched was probably Mad Men.
We never watched that. I heard it was good, though.
It's good.
Yeah. Interview with the Vampire?
Classic.
That's a good one, dude.
Actually, I've never seen it.
No, you need to watch it.
I will.
Yeah.
It's good.
It seems interesting.
Yeah.
Jumanji? It's got some eye candy in there for you.
Oh, yeah.
Jumanji?
Ooh, eye candy.
The 80s one? The 90s one?
With Robert Williams. Yeah.
R.I.P.
It's another good actor, man.
He was so great, dude. He was...
I think that's an iconic one, too, Mrs. Doubtfire.
Yeah, that was sure. Good one. Yeah.
Hello!
What about Carlito's Way? Like we're talking about mob movies. You ever seen that one?
I've seen that one.
Yeah, that's pretty good.
That one's pretty good.
Did somebody say that it was like a sequel to like Scarface?
No? Yeah, no.
I think Scarface gets too much.
I'm not a big
too
fan.
Much hype.
It's all right. I'm not a big.
It's like, okay.
It's a cult classic. I don't think it should be.
Say it's hello right. to yeah. my little friend.
Yeah, it's fucking.
Taxi Driver was legit.
Oh,
though.
Taxi Driver was a shit.
Fuck
yeah.
You talking to me?
Yeah. You talking to me?
The only one here, you must be talking to me.
Yeah.
Fucking hell yeah, man. It goes crazy.
Mm-hmm.
Fucking legit.
I think Denzel Washington has good movies.
Oh, yeah. He's a good actor, dude.
He's got a shit ton of good movies.
Dude, my favorite one is The Book of Eli.
Book of Eli is legit.
That's a pretty good one.
That's one that no one ever
talks
about.
Yeah.
And then, of course, like Keanu Reeves, dude, the fucking... John Wick movies are fucking amazing, dude.
Oh, I love John Wick.
Dude, have you seen him actually do Three Gun?
Yeah.
He's fucking good. He's trained a lot, man.
Mm-hmm.
And actually, his motorcycles look pretty legit, too.
Yeah, yeah.
I like Keanu Reeves.
Yeah, I like that he's... I
like his hair.
He still takes the subway, bro. He's
real humble, man.
Yeah, he just goes... He takes the subway everywhere and...
He'd probably let you suck his dick if you thought about it.
Think so?
Yeah.
He'd be all up on that.
I'm down to watch you suck his dick.
Nah, man. Hey, when we go to 30 seconds, I want to see you get all wet over... Yeah.
I'll hold your hair.
Yeah.
Keanu Reeves... I mean, Jared Leto.
Jared Leto.
Dude.
I want to see you get all wet over Jared Leto.
Bro, we got...
Yeah. I'm going to be recording you when they come on stage. Yeah. Instead of watching the band, I'm going to be watching you.
Nah, dude. I'm going to fucking... I'm going to be... I'm going to... Davey, do you remember me? I used to want to go that way, not anymore. I cut my hair. I don't look like a bitch anymore. Davey Havoc, fucking shit. I wish I would have kept that Polaroid.
So looking forward to AFI, bro.
Bro, they haven't even gone on sale yet. Like, they don't go on sale till this Friday.
Nah, but we got them.
Yeah, because I had the fan.
The pre-sale.
The fan, yeah.
Did they have
the
VIP packages?
Dude, the cheapest one was like $45.
Fuck, should have gotten that.
Dude, you know what you
probably has like vinyl and...
No. It just had a like meet and greet and then like a poster and a t-shirt.
Meet and greet? Dude, what the fuck?
No, not the meet. The meet and greet was like $7.85. That was the cheapest.
Oh, man.
You should have gotten four of them.
Are they still on sale?
Oh, okay.
Are they still on sale?
Yeah, they can. They're still out there, dude.
Just kidding.
Dude, you know how much the GA are going to go for? You know how much the Creed GA are going for?
They're probably going to go for maybe not that much, like $400 or $500.
Nah, more, dude.
Think so?
Yeah.
Fuck.
Because it's going to sell out quick, dude. Because, dude, fucking 30 Seconds of Mars and AFI. Creed. Oh, Creed. They're going for like $1,200, dude. Those are going for like
$1,200. Hasn't sold out yet?
They're single tickets.
Probably scalpers.
No. But yeah.
Dang, dude. Yeah. No, I'm cool. All I know is this. AFI better not play one fucking song post 2004 or I will lose my shit.
Oh, they play a lot of them, dude. That's all he plays now because...
New stuff?
Yeah, because he can't sing the old shit.
I will fucking flip out. Hey, get a refund.
Oh, well, thank God I'm not there for AFI.
Get a refund on those tickets.
Dude, I'll sell them, dude, if you don't want
to. No.
I like both bands, though.
Yeah.
Dude, if he plays new shit, I'm going to lose my shit.
30 Seconds of Mars, they're fucking amazing live, bro.
Yeah, okay. But they're going to play their new shit, so you better listen to their new album.
Yeah, but they're going to play a whole longer set.
Dude, honestly, the only reason I say that is because I was really bummed. Like, I like I love Manchester Orchestra, but the fact that they only played two tracks from their first album pissed me off.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I was kind of bummed when we went to the Sum 41 concert because they ended up going first and they only played...
Yeah, they only played like 8-10 songs. Yeah.
No. Like, they like cut their show by like 30 minutes.
What?
Yeah.
I don't know they how played long, short. But it was really short. And that was the band that I was really like...
What the fuck? Yeah. What
the fuck? I was disappointed.
Yeah, that's what it was. That's how it was when we went to 30 Seconds of Mars when they opened up for Muse because we were like expecting them. They only played like 10 songs.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And it was like it was a quick real fast, set. Yeah. It wasn't even an hour.
Yeah. It was the second time we saw them. The first time was really good, so I guess it was okay. But
I think we're lucky that we did get to see them because it probably would have sucked more if we hadn't seen them before.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. Like, yeah. And they're breaking up, dude.
Yeah, they are.
One more album.
I wonder if maybe that's why, you know.
They don't give a fuck.
Did they cut it short?
I think it was just too hot. Yeah. Like, they were probably just like, they were probably like so hot that they were like, I'm not fucking sweating my ass off out there. Or, you know, being bitches.
Seriously? Taylor Swift plays in the rain.
Yeah, no.
Does she? Tay-Tay?
But she's fucking.
Yeah.
She's also a third degree witch.
She's
like a sorceress.
Mm-hmm. It doesn't matter.
She's got Satan on her side.
It's kind of like, you know, I think it was open, like outside, you know, and then it was raining and she still went on.
Yeah.
And she played hours in the rain.
Yeah, I heard she's badass in concert. I don't know.
Fuck no, she's not.
I'd lick her butthole, dude. I don't care.
Tell you
so
one
what,
thing,
four tickets?
She can, hey, you know what? You know what's crazy is she can commit.
No, I don't listen to her. I'm just saying, like,
she can commit
that's
to
a commitment. You know what I mean?
She can commit to a 2-hour long set, but she can't keep a boyfriend. The
damn.
Fuck?
Damn.
Hey, who cares? If she plays
suck
in the
it,
rain Tay-Tay. For her fans, why couldn't, you know?
Damn.
Suck it, Tay-Tay.
Damn.
Artists need to suck it up and perform.
Yeah. Yeah, because AFI, if you look at their set list, they'll play
a couple things.
Yeah, they'll play like some of their, a few of their older shit, but they won't play like the
they won't
song,
do like,
Point Two, Part Two. That's like the best one.
They won't do anything from like...
Girls Not Grey, that they play that one.
No, but they don't do anything from their like punk
yeah,
albums.
Yeah, they play a few, but not too right. much. Not like a lot. Like not like they should.
As long as you give me a few, I'll be all right.
Yeah.
We're going to get in the pit?
Yeah, like 17 yeah. Crimes. They'll play like Burial,
like
17
the
Crimes.
Pit?
They'll play like...
Morningstar.
Morningstar. They play... what's the other one? Dude, like, you know what song I love? I Hope You Suffer. God, I love that fucking song.
Dude, I hope it would be cool if they play something off of All
like
Hollows
Dancing,
EP.
Dancing Through Sunday or something like that.
Yeah, that one. That's my favorite. I like the Nephilim too, dude, but they never play that one.
What is it? Smoke Catharsis?
Oh, yeah,
what's
yeah.
What's that one called?
Yeah.
Clover? Fuck,
yeah.
Clove?
I like the Disappointment or the Big Disappointment. What is it?
Oh, the Great Disappointment,
the Great
right?
Disappointment, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Fuck yeah. Dude, I'm looking forward to the show, man. If Davey fucking lets me down, I'm going to lose my shit.
Havoc, bro. I'm going to fucking, man, you remember me?
Have you seen their newest stuff that was released like in, I don't know, seven years ago? It sucks.
Yeah, I got all their
shit.
Dude,
AFI sucks.
I got all their albums.
Their new stuff.
I just bought it because their shit's worth a lot of money.
I know, but their
people collect it. Like
to me,
their,
December
the
Underground was the last
album
I would listen to from AFI.
That's the one that I need.
No, on vinyl?
Yeah,
because
I just got the Burial.
They'll probably re-release it.
Yeah, I just got the Burial. Well, like a few months ago. Oh, and I need the Hollows.
Oh, Hollows EP?
Yeah, I need that one.
Me too, man.
That one in December, yeah.
It's a good fucking album.
Yeah.
You know another band I'd like to see? It's funny we're going into music. Another band I would love to see live is the Misfits.
Oh, I saw them.
Oh,
I saw them a long time ago.
That'd be legit. Fuck yeah.
I would really...
They just came, dude.
I do. I really legitimately do like the Misfits.
They just came, dude, like a few months ago.
Did they?
Yeah, here at the Bowen Center.
It's just some of their lyrics, though. I can't.
Yeah, they're fucked up.
Yeah, they are messed up.
They're real
and
morbid,
I can't,
you know?
Like,
violent.
Yeah, just like Slayer.
It's like a shock factor, though.
Yeah.
But
yeah,
I do.
They're pretty good.
I do think. Well, so I feel bad. One of my coworkers.
Like the big buff guy, the guitar one.
Mm. Oh, yeah. I don't remember his name. What's his name? Shit. Fuck. T's a big Misfits fan.
Mm-hmm.
Fuck, oh, yeah. The Misfits, dude.
Hell yeah, man.
He loves all that punk shit, the old punk shit.
That's good, though. Like, it's great.
He likes GG. What's that guy named? GG. That one fucking punk dude. He's crazy. I forgot his name. But he wanted some album, dude, and he was, like, looking for it forever. And then,
You finally got it?
George at Friends of Sounds, like, had it. They posted the video, and T was like, "Dad, call your friend. I need that album." I'm like, and then but they don't do holds. But then I texted George. I'm like, "Hey, dude, my kid wants this fucking album." He's like, "Oh, come on, bro." I was like, "Dude, just
make it happen."
Yeah, he's like, "All right." And then so T went on there. He's like, "Oh, so you're." He's got you picking up albums, and he goes, "No, that's my dad." He goes, "Oh shit, yo, don't tell him I said that, bro." Like, he was all scared. Like. But yeah, G.G. Anderson. I don't know what the fuck is his name, dude. He's like a rock dude. I mean, he's like a punk dude. Hmm. Oh, G.G. Allen.
Oh.
Oh, okay, yeah. Okay, now I know who you're talking about.
So hey, my coworker, got bamboozled. He went to go see Dead Kennedys, except Jello isn't.
Yeah.
They're falling out. So
man. He
was expecting Jello to be there, and he's like, "What the fuck?" But he said he was pleasantly surprised because the singer who was taking his spot like did a pretty good impersonation, you know. But it just sucks when you're like Static X.
Yeah.
Oh, Doyle Wolfgang, that's a guitar player. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I forgot his name. Mm-hmm.
And here we are talking about music.
Oh, Doyle.
Yeah, the Misfits are good. Yeah, they were just here a few months ago, dude, because all my buddies went. Dead Kennedys were here. I mean, Dropkick Murphy was here, too.
Oh, yeah, mm-hmm. Dropkick.
Dude, that's a badass place to watch a show.
You've seen Dropkick.
I've seen him before. My buddy Bruno, he had an extra ticket, but I couldn't go because the day that the concert... Basically, we had other plans. Otherwise, I would have gone.
You did go.
When they were
you
here?
Did go with them.
No, recently. Like
like a few months ago.
Yeah, they did come back.
That place is good, dude, for shows. It's really good, dude. It's fucking badass, but it's expensive as fuck.
Yeah.
It's pretty good.
Dropkick is a band that I really enjoyed seeing live because they play all their good shit. Like, they do a good mix of old stuff
and some
of the newer stuff, but they pretty much play their hits. I just don't like when a band is on tour and they have a new album, or they start playing songs that aren't released yet, because then it's kind of
don't really know them.
You don't know what to expect, and then it's like if it sucks, you're just like, "What the fuck is this?"
Yeah.
You see, like,
"Where have you been?" That drunk ass at the show.
like the set list for AFI, they just did like in October. It's like "Girls Not Great," "In Transmission."
Yay, "Dancing Through Sundays" on there.
Oh yeah. Oh, you like that one?
Yeah.
Yeah, and then "I Hope You Suffer," and then the "Days of the Phoenix." I love that fucking "Silver and Cold" is good. And Miss America. Yeah,
that's cool. All right, cool.
And "Escape from Los Angeles." That's one of their new ones, but it's a pretty good jam. "Love Like Winter." That one's pretty old too. But you see, they don't have a lot from "Sing the Sorrow," dude. Yeah,
they actually don't have a lot from "Answer That" and "Stay Fashionable," or any of their old albums.
Yeah, that's pretty much like.
I'm satisfied with it.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm just glad it's not all new shit.
Is 30 Seconds to Mars? No, not the podcast, because they're not touring yet, right?
Yeah, I don't think. Well, they've hit a couple. Oh, they were just here in Austin.
Yeah, but doesn't mean they're gonna play the same set list.
Yeah,
no,
right.
They won't. They'll play
because it's next year, right? So they might change it up.
Mm-hmm. Oh, so they're playing. Oh, they're playing at the F1.
Yeah, but I was really bummed about that. Like, I like the Misfits. Like, I like the way the guy sings and like the music and the guitars and stuff. But it's just the lyrics are a little. Crazy for me.
Don't lie. You know you sing along when you're in your car. When it's just
you. I have to filter them out. Filter out the songs that I play.
Yeah, you see 30 Seconds when they're here in Austin. It's like "Up in the Air," "Queens and Kings," "This Is War," "Rescue Me." That's one of their new ones. "Attack," "Hail to the Victor." That's a new one, isn't it? And then "Seasons," that's a new one.
Yeah, City of Angels. Seasons on the new album.
They play "Hurricane." Fuck, I love that song, "Hurricane." "A Beautiful Line" and "Closer to the Edge." Yeah,
all good songs.
Yeah, I can't wait.
Good shit.
Should be good. Should be pretty good.
Yeah.
Papa Le Gusta.
Okay.
Yeah, because most of the bands stick to the same set list. There's some, like, Pearl Jam, every show's different. Now has different set lists.
That's cool. Mm-hmm.
It's yeah, like when they were here in Austin.
I would do that.
Nights,
if I was a band,
different. Yeah,
I'd want to change it up.
Yeah.
Right.
They change it up. But then they get lazy and they just want to play the same shit. They
get predictable.
Yeah, and it's like, what the fuck?
Yeah.
Like, they'll switch a song here and there. Like Deftones, they pretty much the same list, but they'll switch it.
Mm-hmm.
They'll throw in,
like the order?
Shit,
oh,
yeah.
Oh, okay.
There's, like, a few, like, that's what I like about Deftones. They'll play their old shit, like Adrenaline. Oh, yeah, dude. Like, they always have, like, Be Quiet and Drive.
The OG, yeah.
Yeah, and My Own Summer is always there.
Fuck, like, yeah.
Yeah.
You have to, man. Yeah. Those are, like, iconic Deftones tracks.
And, like, Engine Number 9 and stuff like that, like all the old ones.
Word.
But Chino's all fat now, so he can't really sing, like, all the hard
fat
shit.
Fat fuck.
Like, bored. Well, he's lost weight. He's touring with his band Crosses. They're pretty good.
Fat motherfucker, lunch lady arm having mom. Wow. Anyways, back to movies real quick.
I forgot about the movies. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Do you remember the first Pixar movie? Toy Story.
That's my favorite.
That was another. I would say that's another
iconic
breakthrough in terms of cinematography.
Yeah.
Like that kind of animation. That was like a brand new thing that was wild to see.
Because it was Toy Story and then Cars?
Mm-hmm. No, Cars was way later.
I thought Cars was first,
dude.
The fuck?
Mm-hmm. That's what I thought. That's what I was going to say when you said the first ever. I'm like...
Yeah, I thought Cars was first.
I don't think so.
Cars came out way later.
We're searching.
Hold on. Yeah, Cars came out in 06.
Yeah, way fucking later, dude. Toy Story's like 98. Mike my words.
95.
Look at you.
Sure.
Get y'all fucking amnesia having motherfuckers.
Whoa.
Wow. Y'all must be from a different timeline.
Now look who's being dramatic.
I couldn't remember. I just remember Cars because like
but, okay,
the boys love Cars.
Was Toy Story the first Pixar?
Yeah, 95.
I think so, yeah.
Right?
It was 95, yeah.
Yeah, man. I remember. Because I remember seeing it and I was like, dang, this looks fucking cool. Like.
Yeah, it was the first computer animated feature film.
Yep. Mm-hmm. Good shit.
Yeah, no, it's day. I remember that. Yeah, that was a good one.
There's a snake in my boots. Did you hear about that Mandela?
No.
Now it's there's a snake in my boots. Plural. Doesn't make sense.
There's a snake in my boot.
No, it's there's a snake in my
what?
Boots.
No, I didn't hear about that one.
Why would one snake be in both boots?
Exactly. That's the Mandela effect.
Maybe it's
weird.
A big snake and needs both
it's
boots.
It's true. Yeah, it doesn't make sense.
There's a trouser snake in my pants.
Or the fucking, what do you call it? We were just talking about that fucking movie Slip.
Which one?
Tom Hanks,
Cars?
Dude.
Oh.
Tom Hanks?
Forrest Gump?
Yeah, Forrest Gump.
Oh, yeah.
Like,
life is like...
Life was like a box of chocolates. Not life is. That freaked me the fuck out. Because I remember life is. Like,
everyone remembers
was.
Is. Yeah, it doesn't even make sense. It's just grammatically incorrect. In the context of what he was saying. My mama always said life was like a box of chocolates.
Yeah.
Like what? So your mom would say that? Your mom would tell you, oh, Forrest, life was like a box of chocolates.
Yeah.
Get the fuck out of here.
Yes, life is, you fuck.
Because
Sally
as
Field having motherfucker.
Because as he's older, his mom's already dead, right?
Yeah.
So it would
yeah.
be like past tense, mm-hmm. right?
Yeah.
No, it makes sense that he said, my mama always used to say, or my mama would say, or like
would
past
say,
tense,
would
right?
Say, yeah, yeah.
But you wouldn't past tense the thing she said because that doesn't fucking make sense.
Yeah.
Your mama sure does care about your education. And then he was running, the braces broke.
Oh. Run, Forrest, you stupid fuck.
Run, you dumb fuck. They're going to rape you. They're going to rape you.
They're going to stick things up your butthole. You better run faster.
He just stops. He just falls down.
Why are you dropping your pants, Forrest?
Forrest, pick up your
I'm
pants.
I'm doing this for you, Jenny.
Y'all don't know that Mandela effect?
The one where Forrest Gump gets reamed.
Is that the sequel? Is that the redo?
It's the prequel.
Is that the UK version? Yeah. Yeah, the Mandela effect's crazy, dude. That shit freaks me out, bro.
Bro, that's the kind of shit that keeps me up till like 2 in the morning watching YouTube videos. I'm like, oh, I gotta fucking work. And like,
yeah. I was like, I had to switch gears, dude, because I was listening to some. Oh, dude, I heard a crazy podcast, dude. I don't send them to you because you don't listen to
them. We're on a crazy podcast, bro.
No, dude, but like this dude was talking about like, fuck, it was just crazy, dude.
The fuck, that doesn't help me. That doesn't describe anything.
Dude, it
was fucking, hey, it was fucking crazy, bro. Let me just tell you real quick. Hey, yo, let me just say this. Oh, it was fucking crazy.
Yeah.
It blew my mind. It's going to blow. It'll totally blow yours, dude.
Am I going to blow my top?
You're going to blow your bottom.
You're going to blow your
bottom off. Yeah, after that Cane's dipping sauce, I might blow out my bottom.
You got to blow your load.
That shit got blown out in high school.
Fucking blew an O-ring.
Damn. No, it was hold on, dude, I'll tell you exactly what it was about. It's so good.
Hey there, cute boy.
Okay, this dude talks about like the ascension, the super wave, and like cosmic play, like how everything like exists, like the big dude. It's fucking blew my mind.
The fuck,
dude, it was crazy, bro. He just talks about like some like shit that makes sense. That one blew my mind. You gotta listen to that one.
How long is it?
It's like 2 hours.
No, I can't, dude.
Dude, that's where all the good shit's at, bro.
I can't, bro.
Bro, that's where all the good shit's at.
Dude, listen to it barely... when you're going to sleep and you'd be like...
Dude, I listen to it when I'm working.
You know, I will roll over and wake up and he's there on YouTube. He's there like in the middle of the night on his phone.
He's like this. He's all fucking... He's all jack strapped up all waiting for the...
That's how PT is. Dude, like, one day sometimes gonna wake... he'll bro. Be like listening to something and I'll look over and... He has a blanket over him.
I can still see the
light from the phone.
Or he's sleeping and it's like playing, or he has his like headphones in or whatever.
Oh, that's what he is. I hear shit, voices coming from a room, so I go in a room and she's knocked out, but the phone's in her hand.
Mm-hmm.
And
she's on autoplay.
Yeah.
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 Like, what the fuck?
No, I like to listen to Joe Parra talks you to sleep. That's a fucking, it's a 10-hour version. It's fucking great.
Oh my God.
He listens to like those scary stories when he's going to bed. He's just on like,
dude.
And you were walking through the alley. He's like, what the fuck? Yeah.
That's funny. No, I'm trying to. Yeah, you're going to wake. You're going to roll over. And one day you're going to look over and I'm going to be smoking a cigar in bed.
Damn.
Blowing smoke rings.
You can get fucking slapped the shit out of.
Have you mastered that yet?
No, but one of my coworkers, he can do it.
It's not that hard. You can do it.
Man, somebody wants me to lose my shit again.
Yeah. Hey, lose your shit again 2 weeks in a row.
You're
going
to lose your shit?
Hey, hold on. See, that's the kind of shit you take personal.
You're poking the bear.
That's the shit you take personal, not what I say.
Mess with the bull, you gotta get the horns.
Yeah.
I'll open a window. Damn. I'll disable. I'll turn off the smoke alarm and turn and open a window.
Damn. Wow. Really? Really?
Dude, I have to literally change in the garage.
Oh, because you smell that bad.
Clothes, like, damn. Just reek of cigar smoke.
Mm-hmm. That's crazy. Do you wash your clothes right away?
Actually, you know what? I noticed... Because they're work clothes. Because, you know, he drives the car pretty regularly, and I went in there, and it smells. It smells like there's a smoker in there, yeah.
So but it's not permanent.
To drive with the windows open.
You better buy a beater. Drive that to her.
No, it's not permanent. And so it's never been like where it stays.
For now, it's not permanent.
For now. I think as long as...
We need to alternate and
need to rotate through them.
Yeah, rotate and then drive with the windows down.
Drive all the way home with the windows down.
It's like 28 degrees outside. He's driving with the windows down.
At least
he likes the cold.
Get rid of the...
He prefers the cold.
The cigar and sweaty balls. Yeah.
Let him suck it up for a little bit.
That'd be like Planes, Trains, and Automobiles, and his hands are stuck to the steering wheel.
No, they're like, why are you always sick, Dave? Because my wife has me driving with the windows down, and it's fucking freezing, and I get the sniffles.
Put the heater on.
You'd be like Dumb and Dumber.
You have heated seats?
Yeah.
Yes. Heated steering wheel?
Yeah. No. One of them.
One of them, yeah.
One has a heated steering wheel.
Just put that on, all of them. The heated seats and the...
You'll be fine.
Yeah. What is it, like a 10-minute ride?
Yeah.
20.
You'd be all
How's right. the 20 going Third down 1560?
1560 has the traffic backs up there at Shanefield and 1560, and it backs all the way up 1560.
Yeah.
Are you serious?
Because it's the
last
light
time
takes
it was
forever.
Almost backed up to Braun.
It's fucking crazy. Damn. Yeah. Yeah. So even though distance wise it's not far, it's just one lane.
But it's only around five, six.
Yeah. After that it's fine.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Like when I leave at 8:15 ish, like I'm home by 8:30.
Oh wow.
But like, dude, yeah, when there's traffic it sucks. Mm-hmm. And I'm there stinking up the car. It's actually kind of cool. It's probably one of the few jobs you can work at in 2023 and just smoke nonstop on the job if you wanted to.
Yeah.
Like, you could just be fucking smoking and working.
Damn.
And people are, like, checking out, and I'm there, like, that's fucking cool.
I do that shit at home. Smoke when I work.
Wait, what?
Smoke your pole?
Smoke the funny grass. What? Oh, you know what I was going to tell you right now? So, you were talking about waking up and shit.
Oh, yeah.
This motherfucker right here put that fucking stupid
alarm. DEFCON.
No, not DEFCON. No, the other one.
How does it go? That's my alarm.
No, this shit was long.
Oh.
There was a fucking African in my room, dude.
Get the fuck out of bed, bitch. Go.
Yeah. Really? That's the one you put on?
Scared the fuck out of me. I was like, what the hell? Yeah. She didn't go that far, but yeah, just the beginning. Oh, I thought it was fucking Lion King, bro. I was waiting for Simba to come up. I was fixing a turn to the side and watch her holding Simba up, dude. She got Georgie.
So stupid.
Yeah, dude, I was like,
so retarded.
I thought it was an African booty scratcher in my room, dude.
Like with my alarm, no joke. Dude, it's fucking annoying. I always get startled, and I set it three. I set three alarms now.
Bro, it's like, you know, like normally, like you kind of like.
Yeah.
Her alarm, you're like,
oh shit! Yeah.
That's how I wake up every morning.
Someone broke in the house.
Like, what? Turn that shit off.
I can't.
Dude,
I
mean, and there's a few times.
Like that
you,
to wake
you can put, you know you can put music on your alarms, right?
Dude, hey, there's a few times.
I'll sleep through it.
Dude, there's sometimes where like.
I'll sleep through it.
Either her or me, like we forget that you set it like every 5 minutes or whatever. So you're like in the shower and it's going off.
Yeah, I got to turn mine off.
Yeah.
Turn that shit off. Yeah, because
I think you've come in before.
I've kicked the fucking door. turn the alarm off, man. And now I'm up, and I'm pissed.
Well, shit, now I feel good. I said mine's three. Music, yeah. Yeah, I said three, too.
You should put on a get the fuck out of bed, bitch, go.
She does. She has. No, not you. Me. No, fuck that. I'm good.
Why not?
You
don't want Lion King?
Nah, dude. I do Jeff Buckley Grace.
I don't know how you wake up to that.
Yeah. He does like 3:11.
That shit will put me back to sleep.
Or he does 3:11.
It'll put me to sleep.
Oh, amber is the color of your underwear.
Yeah. That would not wake me up at all.
Dude, no, amber.
I'll sleep through it.
I have amber colored underwear, but it's just the front part.
You too?
Where your navy is at? Why were you right where your lips sit? Yeah. It's so gross, dude.
What the fuck are you laughing at?
And 18-wheeler skid marks in the back, bro. That's just
like,
laughing about.
There's no front part.
Oh, man, you're going to get...
It's like, it's crotchless. Homie, crotchless underwear.
Dang, I got to hit that.
One webble hanging out, dude.
Or there's no back part.
The back is blown out. The back is blown out.
Blown out like your butthole.
It's all tattered. The shit looks like it's bombed out like Baghdad.
Got squeaky marks.
It's all droopy. Is that underwear droopy?
Get the fuck out of bed, bitch. Go.
No, it's all burnt. You know, like when you burn paper?
Like singed.
Paper plate gets singed, dude. It's
Or real like thin.
Yeah. How you have no ass and it's all droopy is like.
It's like, you know what it looks like? Okay, it'd be like going from like a very 1400 GSM thread count like blanket, you know, to
fucking three thread.
To like cheesecloth. Like a fucking.
And it has the little balls.
The little cotton balls on little friction.
The little balls because it's so worn out.
Damn,
bro. Yeah, man. Fuck y'all.
Man, this shit would sound like a motherfucker, dude.
The things I subject myself to on this podcast, man.
Don't forget your truffle butter. There you go.
Get the fuck out of bed, big go.
He don't even know what that is.
Yeah, he doesn't know what truffle butter is.
Are you putting the pineapple upside down?
No, dude. Uh-huh.
Is that some fancy butter?
No, you don't want to know.
Oh, no, I'll Google it.
Yeah,
Google it and let us know.
But not images. I'll just do web search, not images.
Yeah, don't do images.
Okay.
Oh, you might like it. You'd be like, oh, I've been here, done that.
That's like what you told me, the pancake one.
Oh, the Mexican pancake?
No.
Oh, the
blue waffle?
Stomach.
Stomach pancake. I told you what it was. You didn't believe me. You have to look it up.
Yeah, don't do an image search on that one either.
Did you really?
No, I'm looking
at the stock market. I didn't do an image. I just did a Google. Like, ew, gross.
I'm just looking at the stock market.
Honey, would you like to make pancakes tonight? What kind? Stomach? Okay, sure. Yeah.
Bro, I'm tired of this hot weather. 75 on Friday.
That's not hot.
That sounds nice.
For November?
What's it going to be on Thanksgiving?
Where have you been the past fucking 15 years?
I know, right? Hello.
Thanksgiving will be a high.
Cold,
actually, it'll be
sometimes
cool.
Sometimes it's not.
Motherfucker starts.
Thanksgiving will be high 63.
Smoking every day and he's.
Oh, that's not bad.
That what?
You start smoking every day, you're prima donna now, dude.
Dude, so good. Oh,
do you have a glass of scotch too when you're smoking?
Do no, you smoke I could. I could technically drink, but I don't. Just because, like.
You forget to lock.
Yeah, you shouldn't.
You forget to lock up.
Yeah.
You'll be the one.
It's midnight, fucking owners. Hey, we never got the totals for the...
Oh, shit. I'm still here. I'm moving. I'm singing. And I'm... and I found my dad.
I'm singing.
And I love you.
You're my dad.
You're my dad.
And I'm singing.
And I love you. I love you. I love you.
Yeah.
You.
I'm so happy, Rudy. He starts like spinning around, dude.
Santa! There's no Santa. Yes, there is.
I love that.
No, what does he say? There's
no,
nothing
not.
At the.
You
no,
sit
it's
on
not.
The throne of lies.
You yeah. sit on the throne of lies.
No, it's not. Yes, it is. No, it's not. Yes, it is.
Dude, I love
and
that.
And what
movie.
Was the song I sang to you for your birthday? He's like, happy birthday.
He's like.
All right, everyone. So I hope you enjoyed our podcast this evening. Definitely stick around for the next one. We got some big things planned. And I hope you all, if we don't have this released before Thanksgiving, hope you all have a very happy Thanksgiving with your loved ones. And make sure you're following us on Spotify and Apple and all the other platforms we are on. Till the next one. See y'all later.
Bye.
Bye.
Bye now.
Peace.